We're celebrating its 50th year in space, and it still operates. We can say it did not live continuously, and what I mean by that is after about 6.5 years, the NICAP batteries at the time had failed. It was thought that the satellite had died. However, after some 21 years, something happened. An open circuit occurred in the batteries, allowing power from the solar panels to awaken the sleeping satellite. There it was in 2002, back to life and functioning. The first to hear the satellite wake up was Pat, G3IOR, in the UK. I may have been not far behind when I noticed during field day, which was a few days later, CW on an FM satellite, which should not have been there. The FM satellite had an uplink on the same frequency as AO7 telemetry. To our amazement, it was AO7. Since then, there have been many, many contacts made over AO7. The satellite is now starting to show more of its age, but still, QSOs can be made. It almost never sends telemetry anymore. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Radio Sport this week, a lot of great contests. On November 9th, it's the FIST Saturday Sprint, that's CW. November 9th and 10th, the WAADX contests, RIDI, that's digital. November 9th through the 11th, it's the PODX 070 Club Triple Play Low Band Sprint, that's digital as well. On November 9th and 10th, there are four great opportunities. The International Fall Contest, digital. The JIDX Phone Contest, that's phone. The OKOMDX Contest, that's CW. And the SKCC Weekend Sprintathon, that is CW as well. November 9th through the 11th, the CQWE Contest, CW Phone and Digital. November 9th through the 18th, the AWA Bruce Kelly 1929 QSO Party, that is CW. And on November 10th, the North American Single Sideband Sprint Contest, that is phone. Remember to visit the ARRL Contest calendar for more events and information.